Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
John Hansen in for Dave Plyer on this Friday evening. You will get the Dave Plyer Show coming up at 7. Tell you a little bit about what's on that in just a little bit. For now, we're going to Pembroke, Virginia, and the gorgeous Mountain Lake Lodge. And if that isn't familiar to you by name, it might be by sight, as it is where much of Dirty Dancing was filmed. Hopping on to chat about how they embraced that history and also forged their own path, and is a gorgeous place looking at the pictures. Lindsay Hale joins us, one of the hotel managers there. Lindsay, welcome to WGN.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing great, and thank you for coming on. Before we do the Dirty Dancing stuff, I mean, this place has a rich history even without that movie. It's gorgeous. Just describe a little bit about what it looks like for our radio audience where you guys are.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Mountain Lake Lodge is a very unique, one-of-a-kind resort nestled in Southwest Virginia. We're about 30 minutes west of Virginia Tech, just off 460, right along the West Virginia border. And we sit nestled on top of a mountain with 2,600 acres, and most of that is wooded forest reserve. And so we are part of the Mary Moody Northern Foundation that is left to a trust. And so it's been there to safeguard and keep us in the hands of all of the community members for generations to come. The Stone Lodge was originally there in the 1800s as a wooden hotel, and then the Moody family built it in the 30s. So as the time has continued, the property has evolved, and they've opened it up to the public where they have the main Stone Lodge, but they also have cabins, cottages, and full homes across the property. We now have a full-service restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, farm-to-table, Appalachia-style cuisine. We have an outdoor pub, an indoor tavern. We have a spa. We offer over 22 miles of hiking trails, which is absolutely fantastic. When you're talking about, you know, seeing the mountains, there's nothing like seeing, you know, trees grow from the middle of rocks and getting to learn about the history of our natural wonder that is, you know, Mountain Lake, and you know, then hiking to the tallest point in the county, Bald Knob, with elevation, you know, 4,600 feet, and, you know, just sweeping views of the valleys, you know, and it's a great opportunity to unplug with your family, your friends, host a wedding, a corporate retreat. But, you know, then when you think of, you know, Dirty Dancing, you're like, why wouldn't they pick, you know, why wouldn't the Kellermans have, you know, hosted the Housemans here, right? Why wouldn't have Baby and Johnny fallen in love at such a magical place? Because it is. It's breathtaking. When you get to the top of the mountain, folks tell us often, you know, wow, the air is just cleaner. It's just crisp. And you know, everyone is just so welcoming. We joke, you know, you come as friends and you leave as family, but it's true. You know, we're there to celebrate the milestone events with you. We're there to cheers to the football game and have a toast with a beer. And you know, we're there to bring down the night with the Dirty Dancing Festival. So honestly, the property is so versatile. We're lucky to have it here in Southwest Virginia, truly.
I love that. I love that you embrace it too, right? Like, you can't run from your history. You got a lot of great history even without Dirty Dancing. But since it was filmed there, and it was filmed there 40 years ago, released 39 years ago, what are you doing this year? What sorts of experiences do you bring together for people on these different weekends and different festivals?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're right. We are just coming up on our 40th anniversary. So this year is actually 40 years from when it was actually filmed, when the film was filmed here at Mountain Lake Lodge. So next year would be the 40th anniversary when the film was released. And so every year we host about 6 Dirty Dancing themed weekends, and those are in February, April, June, July, August, September, and October. We always do a Friday through Sunday all-inclusive package, so we sell out the property. Folks come from all over the world. We'll have 2 nights, dance parties, look-alike contests, dance contests. I carried a watermelon photo contest. It is an absolute blast. I tell you, you know, when you're walking around the lobby and you're seeing all the leather jackets and the, you know, the crazy permed wigs and the outfits, you know, you can, you know, just chuckle to yourself. And, you know, for the ones that don't get it, you're like, oh, you know, poor you, you're not part of the movie cult. You know, you just don't get it. But, you know, it's one of those things. If you know, you know, the feeling, the vibe is absolutely electric.
So the weekends
sell out, right? And so that wasn't enough for us. A couple years ago, we wanted to up the ante. We wanted to make a unique experience for even our locals. A lot of locals were actually able to be extras in the movie when Dirty Dancing was filmed. And so, you know, we would love for them to come up and enjoy our weekends, but sometimes they might not want to stay the whole Friday through Sunday all-inclusive package, right? So we've offered a festival option. So we offer a one-day festival in August. Where folks can come up and they can see live bands. We can do dance contests. It's a little bit different. We do a watermelon carrying race. This year, we're bringing it back with a watermelon eating contest in addition to that. So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have the wig scene. We do antique cars, vintage cars along the front of the hotel for great photo ops for the festival. So there are different things that you get with the normal Friday through Sunday all-inclusive Dirty Dancing weekend packages. And then you've got the one-day Dirty Dancing Days Festival, which is live bands versus DJs on your all-inclusive weekend. So you got the live bands playing the 80s pop culture classics. I mean, it's absolutely different than anything else you've ever seen or experienced. This year, we're adding a Friday night VIP backstage pass where you're going to get to meet the bandmates. We're going to do tie-dye t-shirts. We actually are working right now with Lionsgate to get the movie showing approved for the front lawn.
Nice.
Friday night. I think that, you know, just as a fan myself, you know, that's why I started working at Mountain Lake Lodge, was because I am a fan. And so it's getting to weave in those little nuances that we would enjoy as fans and that, you know, will create memories. And so seeing the movie on the front lawn and, you know, in the heat of the summer with the lodge up lit in the back and, you know, having, you know, people around you that just get it and singing all the songs together. It just gives me chills even telling you. So you might just have to come and experience it yourself.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm not in the cult of Dirty Dancing, but definitely a fan, of course. How could you not be after seeing it?
Yeah,
we only got about a minute left. Are there still tickets or rooms available for those particular weekends this year? Or are they already sold out?
Absolutely. So we are available. We have plenty of lodging available for August. We also have plenty of availability for the festival if you're just coming in for the day. So the festival is Saturday, August 15th, 2026. So it's this year. The ticket is $75. You can go right on our website, mtnlakelodge.com, and you can click on events for our event calendar, or you can just Google Mountain Lake Lodge Dirty Dancing Days Festival. And we have an Eventbrite link live at $75. And like I said, if you would like to stay, who doesn't want to sleep over at the festival, especially
it.
When it's Kellerman's, come and give us a shout. You might just have the time of your life.
Lindsay, I could tell you're excited about this stuff. You were the perfect person to get for this. It's really unique. It's a gorgeous location. You can either like Google Mountain Lake Lodge or lakelodge.com for more information. And it may seem like a long time, but it's only like a 9-hour drive from where we are. You can make a nice long weekend of it if you didn't want to fly. We got to scoot, but thank you and have a great season, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.